Practical Magic, Disc 8.
Some things, when they change, never do return to the way they once were. Butterflies, for instance, and women who've been in love with the wrong man too often. The aunts cluck their tongues as soon as they see this grown woman who once was their little girl. They may not have had regular dinner times, or made certain that clean clothes were folded in the bureaus, but they were there. They were the ones Jillian turned to that first year, when the other children at nursery school pulled her hair and called her the witch girl. Jillian never told Sally how awful it was, how they persecuted her, and she was just 3 years old. It was embarrassing, that much she knew even then. It was something you didn't admit to. Every day Jillian came home and swore to Sally that she'd had a lovely afternoon. She'd played with blocks and paints and fed the bunny that eyed the children sadly from a cage near the coat closet. But Jillian couldn't lie to the aunts when they came to fetch her. At the end of each day, her hair was in tangles and her face and legs were scratched red. The aunts advised her to ignore the other children, to read her books and play her games by herself, and march over to inform the teacher if anyone was nasty or rude. Even then, Jillian believed she was worthy of the awful treatment she got, and she never did go running to the teacher and tattle. She tried her best to keep it inside. The aunts, however, could tell what was happening from the sorry slope of Jillian's shoulders as she pulled her sweater on, and because she couldn't sleep at night. Most of the children eventually tired of teasing Jillian, but several continued to torment her, whispering witch every time she was near, spilling grape juice on her new shoes, grabbing fistfuls of her hair and pulling with all their might. And they did so until the Christmas party. All the children's parents attended the party, bringing cookies or cakes or bowls of eggnog sprinkled with nutmeg. The aunts came late, wearing their black coats. Jillian had hoped they would remember to bring a box of chocolate chip cookies or perhaps a Sara Lee cake, but the aunts weren't interested in desserts. They went directly to the worst of the children, the boys who pulled hair, the girls who called names. The aunts didn't have to use curses or herbs or vow any sort of punishment. They merely stood beside the snack table, and every child who'd been mean to Jillian was immediately sick to his or her stomach. These children ran to their parents and begged to be taken home, then stayed in bed for days, shivering beneath wool blankets, so queasy and filled with remorse that their complexions took on a faint greenish tinge, and their skins gave off the sour scent that always accompanies a guilty conscience.